Veterans Affairs Department has adopted what it calls blue button technology. It lets people access and download health information, and it's starting to spread. It's led to the development of blue button mobile apps and copycat buttons across other industries. Joining us to talk about this innovation at VA and how it spurred innovation elsewhere is Peter Levin, the Chief Technology Officer at Veterans Affairs. Mr. Levin, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us what exactly blue button is.
A blue button is a very simple thing. It's a very easy idea which enables, in our case, veterans to gain ready, secure, and reliable access to their health information, to their personal health information. These are the kinds of things that you fill out on a clipboard when you go to see your practitioner, when you go to your clinic. But we at VA have been able to augment that data by things that are part of the ordinary electronic medical record, things like the medicines that you're on or the results of laboratory diagnoses.
And so what happens? This is a blue button that's on the website, in other words.
Exactly. The veteran-facing portal, the website that the veterans use is called My Healthy Vet. It's been around for a long time. It's wildly popular. Over a million veterans are using this. I think it's probably 1.5 million by now. And what we've done is we've said for the veterans that we can authenticate, so we want to make sure that it's a really, really secure transfer because we're giving them access to data that we want them to have, but we want them to be assured and secure in knowing that nobody else but them is going to be able to get it. So we make sure that they're properly authenticated, and then once we know who they are, we let them get more data than you would just normally fill out on that clipboard. So like I said, things like laboratories or wellness reminders, we're working right now, for example, on radiological images, things that are really part of the more comprehensive, complete, and clinically valid record.
What about mobile apps? I understand VA is working on a mobile app for this.
Exactly right. So the mobile app initiative is one of the most exciting things that we're doing right now. Obviously, this is a result of two things. First of all, you know, veterans just want it, and for good reason. You know, it's a lot easier to show the doctor your iPhone or your smartphone when you go to that encounter and be able to safely, securely, and reliably transfer that data from your phone or from your mobile app into their electronic record. But really, this is what you see happening in society at large, right? It's not just veterans, it's patients that want access to their electronic records, and they want them to be very convenient so that they can share them with their clinical providers.
Now, is this a commercial product that you adopted, or was this something developed by VA?
None of the above. So what we're really trying to do, and this is part of the Secretary's overall strategy, we're really trying to make the data that we have, which is comprehensive and complete, more accessible. But you have to do this. There's more of an art than a science, frankly, because when we do this, we need to make sure that we're doing this under extraordinary high levels of scrutiny and privacy, right? So let's make sure that we're doing it the right way. Now, once we've done that, once we've created the connections for the mobile apps to attach to, once we've built those so-called APIs, application program interfaces, then lots of people can build new value-added services based on our data. So what we're trying to do is not, you know, pick a winner in the market. We're not trying to design and build and deploy these systems ourselves. We're trying to do something that's a little bit more nuanced, a little bit more subtle, and get the data available, make the data available to the veterans and to the value-added providers.
How is this idea spreading throughout both the federal government and the private sector? It sounds like a lot of people are starting to pick up on the idea.
Well, it's been just amazingly gratifying and validating to us here at the VA to see how this is spreading. Tom, at the beginning of the interview, characterized it as a copycat. I mean that in the most positive way. Last week, the administration announced the green button for energy data. We know about other agencies. There's a purple button in the works right now for education data. And in the private sector, Aetna, Walgreens, Microsoft, companies that you've heard of, United Health is about to make their blue button available. Patients like me up in Boston has just created a blue button parser. Humetrics has an application that allows you to literally bring your iPhone, tap it on your doctor's iPad, and transfer your data over. The examples abound, and this is tremendous. This is exactly what we were hoping for. So we don't see these guys as copycats. We see ourselves as a model and having this very collaborative, constructive dialogue with our federal partners, with our industry partners, making sure that people understand what it is that we're providing, but really looking on the outside for others to build the systems and the value-added services.
Sounds like the school lunch program could have a belly button. We're speaking with Peter. We're speaking with Peter Levin, the Chief Technology Officer at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now, what about OPM? They have said that they want this for federal employees. What are they telling you, and how are they working with VA to make that happen?
You bet. So we were, of course, intimately involved in that announcement and worked very collaboratively and constructively with OPM and the federal carriers, the health insurance carriers. And basically, we talked to them about, how did we come up with the idea? How did we actually implement it inside of VA? How much does it cost? What kind of security protocols do you need to worry about? And fundamentally, we were able to convince Director Barry that this is a very low-cost, very high-return initiative that makes the blue button available not just to veterans or CMS beneficiaries or service members, but to every federal employee. And the carriers responded very, very enthusiastically. We were very gratified by that.
Health information is a very private thing for most people, and you mentioned security earlier. How do you bake security into something like this?
That's a great question. So there are a lot of well-established mechanisms to ensure privacy, right? So basically it's, what do you know, what do you have, and how can it, and are there and who you are, and are there biometric tests that we can run? The bottom line is, if you know a couple of things, we can assure a very high level of privacy. But I think folks need to understand that there is no such thing as a perfectly secure system. So when I explain this to my colleagues, when I explain this to the secretary, I always say beware of the scalable breach. You're always going to find somebody who's going to target an individual and be able to crack that code. That's awful. We don't like it, and we're doing everything we can to prevent it, but it's really an impossible task. What's not impossible, where you have private sector vendors, where you've got government innovations, where you've got people like Roger Baker and me and Jerry Davis who know a little bit about cybersecurity, what you can prevent is somebody coming in and sort of meandering around your system, being able to get everybody's or being able to get many people's information. So I always say beware the scalable breach, make sure you're changing your password, and make sure that you have the proper in-person authentication regimen set up.
I would say maybe the big danger then to avoid is someone, say, getting into your website and diverting traffic that people think they're sending through their blue button, but it actually goes to the bad guys.
Yes, yeah, that's true. But it ends up that's actually a hard thing to do. So you're thinking sort of the old days where, you got a guy with a black hat and sunglasses, tapping your telephone. That would be a lot harder to do because the data that's transferred through the internet is already encrypted. These are very simple commodity, extraordinarily effective technologies. When we transfer the data from the VA to a veteran, we're using them. So if you're eavesdropping on that conversation, it's not really going to be that useful for you. Even if you diverted it, Tom, the way that you described, that data is useless. Or by the time you figure out what it is, it's many months or many years away, and by then so many things have changed you can't use it anymore.
And just a final question, when someone hits that button, what actually comes? Does something print out at your printer, or do you get a PDF file? What actually occurs?
It's like a PDF file which a lot of people know, and you can create a PDF file if you want. We'll send you one if you want. What we send is something called an ASCII text file, which sounds very sort of technical and awful. It's actually the easiest possible file to transfer. So this is something that you can pull into your word processing application. You can update it. You can modify it. You can say, "Ooh, I don't want other people to know these things. I'm just going to delete it." It's as if you had typed out your medical information for yourself. We're just giving you the outline and the template to do it. Now it ends up it's a complete outline and template. There's a lot of information inside, but we make it so that you can change it if you want to.